Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Another playoff edition of I Want Your Flex. Hit Mike up at Swollen Dome. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox, and our executive producer, Ryan Bershinger, is here as well. Find him at Ryan Bershinger. Guys, we'll do a little fantasy look, but also just a little game look, as we've got four games coming up in playoff weekend, divisional playoffs, and it all starts Saturday in Baltimore. As a whole, I don't know about you guys, I feel pretty good about this slate. I think that Bills-Chiefs takes up a lot of air in the room, but I do find interesting conversations, obviously, with San Francisco and Green Bay. The Lions are a story in themselves, but even the leadoff hitter with the Ravens and Texans, I could find some energy, I can find some fun in that game for what we've seen, not only with the Lamar Jackson narrative, but also just the emergence of C.J. Stroud and the Texans.
No, that's just it. I mean, with the eight teams we've got remaining, there's storylines for days. I mean, how much have we talked about Baker Mayfield all week, coming off of that huge win and thumping of Philadelphia? You know, we look at Lamar Jackson, the presumptive MVP, but nothing's complete until he actually makes it deep into the playoffs, right? Josh Allen, same storyline for Detroit. Are they now, you know, in the, and I hate the phrase, but I'll use it here, the old house money part of the equation?
Sure.
You know, where they've already gotten to the playoffs. They've already won a game. People are all complaining about how much it costs to go to a game. You've had 30 bleeping years. Shut the hell up. You know, I just, all the way down the line, you've got stories for days and C.J. Stroud. Where does he go in your top 10? I'm asking that question already, so it's a beautiful thing. Not just for fantasy purposes,
yeah,
but for the actual NFL, given the poise and brilliance that he's displayed this year. So, yeah, it's just storylines everywhere.
I actually would think, just quickly, is that Buccaneers-Lions actually has the least amount of pizzazz for me. Like, I don't know, I find a little bit more juice with Texans-Ravens, and I think that those are the two. I don't know if maybe I'm just expecting a Lions win and that it's going to be status quo, and I know a Lions win shouldn't be expected considering, Mike, what you just talked about, the 30 years, but and maybe, who knows, maybe the Lions fans are peacocking a little bit, but
yeah.
Even that matchup, I'm not even sure. I tweeted, in the week that if 1986 would see the Buccaneers and Lions in a divisional playoff game, their minds would be freaking blown. But that's what we've got. And it's still, to me, kind of running under the radar of these other matchups.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dan, where I like this this Texans-Ravens matchup a little more, because I think there's great intrigue on both sides. I think with the Bucs, it's cool what Baker Mayfield's doing, but I am very much anticipating the Lions to win that game. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if the Bucs are able to pull that out because of the fact that the Bucs offense under Baker, especially the second half of the season, does pretty well against defenses that are like the Lions, which are not very good against the pass game. So that I do find that interesting. But yeah, starting off with this Texans-Ravens matchup, unfortunate for the Texans are get one less day of rest, right? Did they play on Sunday, or am I remembering that correctly?
They played on Saturday.
Okay, so they're a full week, they're fine. Yeah. All right, well, good for them then. So then the Ravens get that extra week, though. I mean, this game should very well go to the Ravens, but I think when you're talking about house money, as you mentioned, Harmon, we have a handful of teams in this postseason that are playing with house money, and the Texans are absolutely one of them, given the fact that you didn't really expect CJ Stroud to have such an impact in his rookie season. So the fact that Stroud not only took the team to the playoffs but won a playoff game right off the bat, I think that's tremendous house money for them. And when you have a team like this, which has a high fire-powered offense with, you know, kind of whatever to play for, like obviously they're going to want to win, of course, but probably not with the expectations that they're going to win, I think that makes them even more dangerous. I think you can relate that to the Packers as well. They're in the exact same situation where they get in with house money and now they're just kind of letting loose and letting things fly, and that could easily lead to upsets.
You empty the playbooks, get after it in a big way. Obviously, looking at the Houston receiving core, it's shallow, so that's one thing. Although Humphrey's not playing for the Ravens, so you know, a little bit of equalization going in there. But you know what you've seen between Stroud and Nico Collins, and I think it's, you know, a good point, Bursch, when you talk about, you know, being in the we can empty the playbook, right? This isn't a you know, conservative in any way, shape, or form. Whatever we've got left, let's throw every big right hook and the kitchen sink that we can. So it's curious, right? It's all about pass rushes. How much is Mark Andrews going to play a factor on the Baltimore side of things? The running game. Now you're elevating Dalvin Cook. Anybody? Anybody?
so, the Melvin Gordon era now over at Baltimore.
Yeah, he had a good run, but he had one good run. But it's now you move forward, and you know, for the Ravens, like it's all been the other Harbaugh for the last several months. Now it's John's time to shine.
I will point to two things here, and it's a full circle moment for us. I remember in week one of the NFL season, in looking for a survivor pick, and myself, like many, took the Ravens over the Texans, and that cashed in. But if you look at that game, it was a 25-9 final. This is a Texans team that, again, we thought Damian Pierce was going to be the lead guy, right? Mm-hmm. Now Damian Pierce is returning kicks. You know, it's the Devin Singletary show. There is a semblance of a running game that they now have with the Texans.
And their offensive line is intact.
Yes, yes. And I just think, like, what we saw, and I know the Eagles are a different team, but the Texans are a different team. The Eagles blew out the Buccaneers in week two. And that was a game where Philly dominated on the ground. And you see what difference a season makes. And in this scenario, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have no room for rust, because that week one game is distant memory. C.J. Stroud threw a touchdown pass in every game that he completed, but two of them this season. One was against Carolina where they lost. The other was week one against the Ravens. He was knocked out of that Jets game, so we're not going to hold that against him. But like, to talk about like what a different player and what a different team they are. Yeah, it's I took the Texans in a picks contest plus 9.5. I took Houston with that because I just don't think Baltimore blows this team out. Heck, they only beat them by 16 in week one. You know, they sacked Stroud five times at that time, but just a different sort of team, different sort of feel. I would be shocked if the Texans won the game, but I wouldn't be as shocked as I think some people think. Baltimore is just an overwhelming favorite.
Definitely take them plus the 9.5. Too many big plays out there, whether it be Schultz or Collins or out of the backfield now that you have some semblance of the run game. And that offensive line, I mean, Laremy Tunsil, I don't think got enough love nationally for what he did last week. So we'll see if they can get a repeat performance against Roquan Smith and all those beasts up front for Baltimore.
And if you are looking at like daily fantasy options with this round, I don't think Lamar's that great of a play. I'd probably rather have C.J. Stroud on the side of this game because, again, hey, that's going to be a ton of throwing there. I could easily see Lamar having one of those games where we saw it a lot throughout the season. He threw for like 150 yards and a touchdown, you know, and kind of ran a little bit. You know, Gus Edwards ends up with three touchdowns.
Well, that's just
like
it.
That.
He gets the opposite of the Jalen Hurts stats line, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. For most of the season, craptastic passing numbers, but a couple of rushing touchdowns saved your fantasy day.
Could we have it back to back? Back where Green Bay then puts up the fight against the 49ers, or is their luck ran out?
I think they get worked.
I do as well.
Just the gut feeling. And I picked them to win last week. Yeah. I went 5-1. Stupid Rams. And more so the defense not being able to do anything rather than everybody complaining about a penalty that should have been called at the 4-minute mark of the game, but the gut just says the 49ers and that defense go to work. That extra week was immensely helpful for them in getting ready for this one.
There is, and Burse is obviously the show's noted Packers fan. I will say, if there was anything that would make me question, the 49ers defense has not been what we thought it would be.
Sure.
Maybe at the beginning of the season or the addition of Chase Young and whatnot. So I will say I think I'm taking Green Bay in the points in this one. I think it's more competitive. Plus, the one thing that I like about Green Bay, and we saw it in full effect on Sunday, was Aaron Jones's production. Mm-hmm. And he has not been healthy for a majority of the season. Essentially, the breakout game in week one, and then he was hurt in that game, so we never got a really fully healthy Aaron Jones, and now he did again, and we saw what he did against Dallas. I think he could do that against San Francisco, so I do like an Aaron Jones situation and the Packers at least keeping it close.
I do want to ask the question, since nobody else will in America. Did he go to Germany and get like a treatment or something? Because like he's running like a guy that didn't take a hit all year.
Yeah.
Last 4 weeks. Like, he's shot out of a cannon, and the fact that A.J. Dillon hasn't been there to leech carries has been all the better for him. But it's just been kind of curious to watch a guy who was, let's face it, I mean, he's banged up, and we talked about it a lot during the season, fellas, of how ineffective he was and whether he was a back-end RB2, and now he's running through walls.
There are a lot of...
He's probably your top three or top four this week.
I don't know if you went to Germany. There are a lot of German townships in Wisconsin. I mean, even by where I live, there's the town of Hamburg, Berlin, literally just minutes from my house. So I don't know, Mike, maybe in one of those small unincorporated towns, there's a doctor that is spinning an evil web of immediate success. But he has been the difference maker and was in that game against the Cowboys, because then Dallas, that's why Jordan Love also had time to throw the ball on 3rd and 7 and find Romeo Doubs over the middle and, Dontavian Wicks and those guys. But if Aaron Jones doesn't get it going, then it's going to end up like you guys, I think, feel that it's going to end up playing out.
I do, as house money is the word of this playoffs, right? I think with the Packers getting to the playoffs, I thought was phenomenal for this season. And the way that Jordan Love ended the season, I thought it boded well for everything. I didn't expect them to beat the Cowboys, as I talked about last week. But I said the one way that I see the Packers winning this game is if the Cowboys beat themselves. And they did, but also Jordan Love went off, and the Packers looked fantastic. So I'm very happy to be wrong about that. I will pick the 49ers and hope that I do the exact same thing as I did last week, where I just say, I think the Niners are going to win this game. They're the better team. And then the Packers come out and Jordan Love throws five touchdowns.
And let's be honest. You know, you're going to get to do it again next year because, well, the Cowboys brought everybody back.
Yeah.
At least as of this recording, we're expecting everybody back.
Imagine so Dan Quinn getting a head coaching job. And I'm saying that as a Seahawks fan. Yeah, like I'm like so scared to death. Like of just of it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Luke Musgrave was more open than any person has been this entire season.
Yes.
And that's statistically accurate. That play was incredible.
You know, here's the other thing though. There's two things that we raved about with the Cowboys and with their defense. Would be like DeMarcus Lawrence getting sacks, right? Mm-hmm. And then we were obsessed with Deron Bland and then the season before Trayvon Diggs getting interceptions. Mm-hmm. But we know that you know Trayvon Diggs would be burned just as many interceptions that he got, and Bland getting burned a couple of times with the same thing. So like it's like steals in the NBA. It's not as great of a stat as you think it is, and I think that's reflective in the Cowboys defensively. How did this turn into Cowboys talk? But hey, we got there somehow. You got okay. So just so we're on record, you both like the Niners to cover over Green Bay.
Yeah,
and I'm taking Green Bay. Niners offensively, just I assume everybody daily fantasy throw them in. Nobody to be concerned about at all.
Yeah, no, shuffle up and deal.
All right, are we all on the Texans plus the points? Burst?
Plus 9.5.
Yeah.
I would take the Ravens to win, but yeah, plus 9.5, I'd take the Texans. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and we like
because they're going to keep fighting.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
like I don't think you get a laydown effort like you had with Philadelphia or some of these other squads that you saw down the stretch and into the first round of the playoffs.
There's a look at the Saturday games. Mike, Ryan, and myself will be back for a look at Sunday's doubleheader. That's next year on I Want Your Flex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
All right, let's look at Sunday Fun Day, fellas. He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. That's Ryan Bershinger, our executive producer. Buccaneers and Lions getting things off at Ford Field. On the surface, I love Detroit in this game. The Buccaneers, of all the teams that we talk about that are underdogs entering this weekend, the Buccaneers, to me, feel like the team where – all right, this is where the luck runs out. And I know you could make a case for the Packers and you can make a case for the Texans, but I don't know, just something, maybe it's the NFC South. Bill Belichick wanting to apparently coach there. I think it tells you a lot about that division. He's going to be interviewing with the Falcons for a second time. Like, just the whole thing. I think that the run ends for the Buccaneers. And I know it contradicts a bit what Burch said earlier and what Tampa has done, but I like the energy in Ford Field on Sunday, Mike.
Yeah, I'm looking at it as a I need Tampa Bay to win for myriad reasons. We go back to October 15th. So on my birthday,
yes, I was going
to
say
to the old conversation. It was a 20-6 Bucks win, big yardage for Jared Goff, right? 350 plus, couple of touchdowns. They did. The Buccaneers got him three times, three sacks, but they didn't cause any turnovers. I mean, that's the tail of the tape. That's their only way of winning this game is getting consistent pressure on Goff. And we saw it even last week with the Rams. When they got pressure on Goff, he was 0-for-5.
Yeah.
When they didn't, he had time, he sat, they got the run their routes, timing was on, and away you go. Add that to the bulldozer of the run game, and away you go. But I need this to go my way and for the Bucks, not just because my parents are down in Clearwater and they love everything Todd Bowles and Baker Mayfield and all these guys. I can't deal with Smith if they win. I can't do any more. I told you
it's his prediction. All right. I didn't know if he adopted the Lions because he vacations in Detroit or not. But.
Well, that's part of it.
Right? All right.
It was the adoption of Michigan.
Yeah.
And then the, you know, with the wife's college plus her family. And now the Lions was the prediction. But it seems to be picking up steam again because of the wife and the family. So I can't do it, man. I can't go through another 3 weeks of this.
The Bucks to me feel like
destiny.
This isn't the team of the decade. It feels like they're just a lesser version of the Lions in that, like, everything the Bucks do well, the Lions do the same but better, and everything the Bucks are bad at, the Lions are also bad at, but not as bad.
Yeah. Sure. That's Rashad White's nice, but yeah, you'd rather have Gibbs and Montgomery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right? A bit of the Spider-Man meme. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there is Evans and Godwin, but then you've got St. Brown and Laporta. Sorry, K. Dotton. Didn't put him in that one.
Hey, catch the ball, K. Dotton. Mike Evans, for that matter. I mean, think about how lopsided that game more could have been. It's kind of like the Houston game. It could have gotten away from Cleveland even earlier, but for a couple of passes. So, you know, same thing here. Yeah, K. Dotton needs to be big here. I think Palmer's the wild card.
Mm.
In all of this, right? Yeah. He made the Eagles secondary look a bit silly, falling all over themselves. But you have that speed merchant, a little different element than what you have in Evans and Godwin. If you can get him involved, 39 catches during the regular season. So there would be my daily fantasy ninja of a guy. If they're going to pull the upset here, he's going to have to make a play or two.
Guys, I'm going to say it right here. Before we even get to Bills Chiefs, if we get a Buccaneers Chiefs Super Bowl, that is Armageddon. That's worst case scenario. Okay. It is. Think about it. Not only it's a rematch of 3 years ago and neither team is as good.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we are with this. Like, that's what we would get. And I know, like, there's a lot of things that have to happen, but yeah, if the Buccaneers win on Sunday, oh man, we're a step closer to that. That would be my. I wouldn't even go. I would tell Fox, cancel. You know this. I'm not going. No dice. No way. I don't want to see this. That would be atrocious. I could not handle a Buccaneers Chiefs Super Bowl again.
Do we have an over under of how many times Eminem will be shown? Since we did all these nonsensical things, Taylor Swift, every time she showed up, do we have any Eminem odds out there that you guys are aware of?
I do not. I don't. They may have odds on if he wears a Kyle Juszczyk wife jacket walking in. That could be, because that's all the rage as well. But yeah, I'm not sure if we have an over under on Eminem sightings. Ryan Field, our former buddy here. Well, he's our current buddy, but our former coworker here at Fox Sports had a video that went viral. He was at the Lions game on Sunday, and then they showed Eminem, and then the crowd started to sing Lose Yourself. And then it all died down in the part that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Like, there are only about, like, five people that could carry the next verse, but everyone just kind of
It's kind of like the national anthem.
Yes.
Yeah. We know about Rockets' Red Glare, and then that's about it.
Oh.
I saw that video trending, and like I didn't want to watch it for the exact reason of, like, if you're not singing along just to the chorus, it's going to get awkward. If you're singing along to this sure. entire song as an arena, it's going to have a lot of people mumbling along for 30 seconds, and then have like, hey, is this really as electric? It still was kind of cool, but like, yeah, there are some songs where singing along to the entire song, sure. I don't know if it's the best idea.
One last point, then we can talk Bills and Chiefs, or if you guys have any final points about Bucks and Lions. I'd look, there's nobody that I would shy away from in any of this. If you like value with Baker Mayfield, go right ahead. But nobody I'd shy away. I do feel that the Lions will play looser than they did against the Rams. Mm-hmm. I think that the last week game, you're in Sunday night. We all knew what the stakes were. And so they were able to navigate through that. Maybe, you know, because Sean McVay couldn't figure out what to do in the final 5 minutes. But
call a timeout, Dan. Call a timeout.
I mean, third and 14, let's just chuck it downfield when we only need a field goal to take the lead. Yeah, all crazy. But I do think that Detroit will play looser than they did in the wild card game, and that helps them.
We had Alex Anzalone on with Spanier and Plank right after the game, and one of the things he had mentioned was, like, yeah, we were aware of the whole Rams storyline with Goff and Stafford and everything, and we wanted to win for us, and it's the extra layer of this is the first time they had won a playoff game in decades, so I think that pressure definitely kept that game lower scoring than it could have been. I wouldn't be surprised if this game is a shootout on both sides, and then the Lions end up scoring 40-something and win.
All right, guys, so that's the first game on Sunday in Detroit. Then we go to the game of the weekend, Chiefs-Bills in Buffalo. Mad Dog Russo was not wrong. Like, there's no reason for this game to be played at night in the cold when it's outside. But that's what they're doing. The Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes finally playing a road game. Mike, it's the game of the week. How does the game of the week play out?
Will they do a better job if it snows again? Because as we record this, guys, forecast is that there's more more of the white stuff coming down. So are they going to do a better job of actually getting the seats open instead of just the field? Here, you sit on a 4-foot snowdrift.
Watching that Steelers fan do his quad workout by just pushing the snow aside made my quads burn. That was crazy.
No, it was good. I felt pretty good about it. Let's see. 20-17 was the matchup earlier this year. Obviously, it's a 3-point favorite for Buffalo as we sit here, 45.5 being the total. If not now, when, right? You've got a defense that plays well enough for Buffalo. I mean, I love what Kansas City's D has done all year long. So it's really, does Josh Allen throw up a bunch of YOLO balls? Right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Does he try to make the spectacular instead of going back to the Rams before, right? Of do you take what's given to you and what you need versus I want a little bit more and get a bit greedy to give the ball away? If he plays within himself as he's done much of this stretch that they're on, I think they win and they advance and they exercise some demons.
Yeah, it's hard because I think the Bills should win this game. I think that this is absolutely set up for them. This is the weakest Chiefs team they've had to face. But, yeah, an excellent defense and at home. But part of me still, and I can't really explain it, but I'm picking the Chiefs.
Yeah, because you don't want to kill them. You know, to be the man, you got to beat the man, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of with you on some level, yeah.
I also feel like the Chiefs haven't really had an opportunity to show that they can get it all back together. The terrible weather last week. I mean, obviously, it's not going to get any better for them. But I still think that this offense has so many pieces that are ready to explode. I think Travis Kelce has to get it back together at some point. And given the fact that this team and that defense knows how to contain the Bills, I part of me really does feel like the Chiefs will win this game.
Wow. I look at the Chiefs, and they've kicked, I think, 82 field goals in their last four games. They cannot do anything in the red zone. And I just don't think that changes. And by the way, that was where Kelce and Mahomes excelled.
Yeah.
Like, especially off script in doing stuff. And I, for as much as I like the Lions to bounce back from that bugaboo, I know Buffalo's not perfect. I think Kansas City has shown who they are over these last few weeks. And I actually like Buffalo's running game with Cook, and obviously you include Allen, and the emergence of Dalton Kincaid. I like them better. And I'm not even including Stephon Diggs in any of this. I just think Kansas City has shown who they are. They can figure out that, no offense to Andy Reid, he does kick field goals, which I'm glad that he does and doesn't just go for it all the time. Right. But they're also kicking field goals because they're not scoring in the red zone, and that's just been a problem. And I think with Buffalo, you're going to have to score touchdowns at some point, and Kansas City just has not shown enough of it for me to really trust them to go on the road and do this.
So Travis Kelce's saying he's coming back. Does, you know, he decide if they get vanquished and he puts up a poor performance, do he and Jason just go on the road singing in support of that Christmas album?
Yeah.
I'm out.
See you later. Then if that happens, Rashee Rice's value goes skyrocketing in 2024.
I love that guy. I mean, he's a hell of a player. The rest of those receivers, including Kelce, are you trusting their hands to suddenly work in the frigid cold?
I'll say this. I trust Rashee Rice more than I trust Stephon Diggs in this game.
True. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So
target count and production, no question about it. I mean, what did we when we were talking towards the end of the regular season, Diggs was what, WR 50 or lower, five straight weeks?
Yeah. So I think Rice is a great daily fantasy play. I think the running backs on both sides are great daily fantasy plays.
Who do you like, Mike, in this one?
I'll take the Bills.
Okay. I'm with you on the Bills. You got the Chiefs.
I'm going to go with it.
All right. And then I got the Lions on Sunday. Mike, you've got...
I'll take the Bucks.
The Bucks.
I'll go for the upset.
Bursch.
The Lions.
All right. And then Saturday night, Niners.
Yeah, Niners.
Mike's got the Niners.
Yep.
I'll take the Packers with the points. Mm-hmm. And then are we all on the Texans? Was that it?
Texans
or were you Ravens,
Bursch?
I have Ravens winning outright, but I would take Texans plus 9.5. Yeah.
All right. There it is.
Todd Bowles, can he get to Jared Goff and make him Jared Goffian? That's what I did there.
Todd Bowles. Dan plays darts. That's what I've always... Todd Bowles is his name. That's always, you know, like bowling. What does Todd do? Todd Bowles. Dan plays darts. For a decade plus, that's how I've always like read Todd Bowles. Oh, all right.
You know they're playing in a dome.
Yeah. Perfect way to end it. There it is. Yes. For Mike Harmon and Ryan Bershinger, enjoy the games. Inside or outside, it don't matter. I'm Dan Beyer. This is I Want Your Flex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa,
and,
hmm,
not to mention we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino. No.